Preface to Meditation 23. Choosing joy. Peace I leave with you. My own peace, my joy I give you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Jesus, speaking in our hearts, in St. John's Gospel. Meditation is an invitation to enter right into the joy of God, into the really big scene. The joy of God, which is at the heart of all creation, the sheer, overwhelming, explosive, wasteful abundance of it all. The joy of the gift of life itself. Not as the world gives, give I to you. There's a lovely blessing which begins, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Passes all understanding. All understanding. The peace of God, the joy of God, it is the same. During apartheid in South Africa, 12 black men in a village in the eastern Transvaal were massacred as a reprisal for some thefts. A reporter went out to the village just after the funerals and was dumbstruck to find the women dancing and singing together. "How can you be like this after what's happened?" They replied, "You have to go on and celebrate life. Find the joy. That's what living is all about, no matter what happens. Otherwise, there is nothing." They chose joy. Choosing to meditate is to choose to pass all understanding, which is the way deep into God's joy in you, yes, in you, in me, in it all. Because it invites us to let go of all the little scenes which seek to dominate our lives. In meditation, to let go of all our struggling to understand all the ego's ever more cunning attempts to frame and freeze us into a series of smaller pictures, all self-portraits. Still lives. The African women knew very well that though their future without their men was unknown, a still life is a dead life. So they chose joy. Choosing joy, come what may, is a hard choice. A young American at Teze said recently, "We can either be mindless or mindful, come what may." Mindful, always to choose joy. The recurring mindfulness of meditation, choosing nothing except our mantra, our sacred word, and learning to let go everything else, leads us quietly and firmly into the big scene, which passes all understanding. Each of us has to enter it for ourselves and then tell others, not by words much at all, of course, but by the deep joy we live. St. Paul, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."